Well, today could be the final day to vote in the 2018 general election, although some political polls suggest the race for Georgia governor may be forced into a runoff, meaning one more month of political ads. Polling places open until 7 o'clock tonight. Then tune in to KISS 102.7 or News Talk 1330 WLVB FM 106.3, where you will hear updates on local races, including how Carroll County voted on a new T-Splost proposal, how Villarica voters answered a pair of ballot questions, and how your neighbors voted on some of those state and congressional races. We'll also bring you information tonight on the News Talk 1330 WLVB Facebook page. A Harrelson County jail inmate who walked away from work detail shortly before lunchtime Monday was back in police custody by dinner time yesterday. Timothy Raines, described by authorities as a nonviolent offender, was located and apprehended near the area he had been working in Tallapoosa. After the escape, authorities told residents in the Cedartown Avenue, Broad Street, 100 North, and McDonald Road areas to lock and close all doors and windows and use caution while the search was underway, but they insisted they believed the escapee was of no danger to the community. Raines, of course, now faces additional charges relating to his escape. Residents in Harrelson County witnessing participants of the annual Guadalupe Torch Run as runners used Highway 100 as part of their path to New York on Monday. The Guadalupe Torch Run begins in Mexico City and sees many of its runners carrying the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is seen as a loving mother and the patroness of the Americas by those who share a devotion to her. That torch run is seen as a religious event as well as being about human rights and brotherly love. The event helps bring awareness of the plight of immigrants and family members who are separated. That trek began at the Shrine of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Mexico City. It'll end in New York on December the 12th, where Mass will be celebrated at St. Patrick Cathedral in honor of her feast day. Carrollton's mayors and city council persons will receive at least double the pay they do now, beginning with those elected in 2019 and starting new terms in the year 2020, after a new proposal was narrowly approved on Monday. That new proposal raises the mayor's salary from $6,000 annually to $14,400 a year. It also raises salary for a council member from $3,600 a year to $7,200 annually. City officials say the new figures are the average salary for mayor and councils representing similar-sized cities as Carrollton. City residents have had 3 months to comment on the proposal. Last night, the proposal passing by a 3-2 vote, with Mayor Walt Hollingsworth and Councilman Gerald Byrd voting against the raises. Well, Temple City Council recognizing two officers that resuscitated a young child last month after he was found unresponsive in a swimming pool attached to his family home. On October 2nd, Officer David Yates and Lieutenant James Hollowood responded to the 911 call for help.
A couple of our officers from Temple Police Department responded very quickly, I might add. And they went through every effort, and they did extend the life of the child. Sadly, later in the week at the hospital in Atlanta, he passed away. But we at the city want to recognize these officers.
Temple Mayor Michael Johnson, during a city council meeting on Monday night, presenting a certificate of commendation to both officers. The mother of the child has been charged with second-degree cruelty to children following the incident. I'm Colin Worthington.